ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। सो स्पेशलिटी ऑफ मधुबन इज दैट एवरी डे वी गेट पावरफुल टीचिंग्स फ्रॉम ओशन ऑफ नॉलेज गॉड हिमसेल्फ, बट एट द सेम टाइम वी गेट द अपॉर्चुनिटी एंड मार्जिन टू revise what Baba says every day. Yes, this does not happen at the places where we usually stay because we have some other responsibilities also. When we organize retreat, we might create this possibility that we revise, do classes 2-3 times in a day, but in Madhuban, this is a special life. So today's conversation about power of transformation, power to transform. Yes. When God comes on the earth, the moment He starts speaking, He shows His intention. Yes, as soon as He speaks, what He says, I have come to transform you. And this transformation is the biggest transformation. When we speak about everyday changes which are taking place, we also can change, right? We change the dress, it's power to change. And we happily change because the old dress is not so good. All the time we have to change. But that is not necessarily power to transform, isn't it? And if you change your house, change bus or change one room into another room. So these are ordinary changes. But transformation is called power. Parivartan ki shakti. And in case of the transformation which God wants to do with us is the transformation from an ordinary man or ordinary woman into a deity. And this is what is called absolute transformation. Yes, 360 degrees. But have you ever heard Baba saying that Baba comes to transform Sri Lankans into deities? Yes? Or Russian into deities? Or Americans into deities? What Baba always says? That Baba has come to transform humans into deities. So it shows that the very first thing from where this transformation starts is that we definitely have to shed a big number of boundaries before we start onto this journey. And the boundaries are the limits which God says as had, you know. From the childhood, society, our family, our education, our schools have given us so many limits that you are a Russian, you are an American, you are an Indian, and the Indian have to do like that, Russians have to do like that, Africans have to do like that, Sri Lankans have to do like that. And then when Baba says me to do something different, we instantly have this thought, yes, I cannot do because we had never been doing like that. Baba says, you have to love everyone. And I say, no, I can love many, but I cannot love the people of that country because we have a very bad political history with that country. Because we are not able to forget them. So the very first thing God when comes to teach is children that you have to work and use to the fullest, to the maximum, the power of your smriti, awareness. It's like my arsenal, you know. when I have to win some war, I should definitely have a good stock of the bombs and all the guns and what not, tanks. Without arsenals, you can't just go on the battlefield. So before he announces or teaches me that you have to go onto the war field, he provides me with all equipments. And the equipments, all equipments which I have to hold through my consciousness. Because they are not physical equipments. If Baba gives you some power, how you will hold the power? If Baba gives you some virtue, how you will hold that virtue? Certainly, through your consciousness, through your smriti. That is, you will remember, you will put into your attention what thought God has given you. You hold that, and then you transform that into your intention that yes, I want to use that and I want to think in the way Baba has taught me. And then attention and intention. Holding these two, you are able to use your own intuition. You are able to switch on that response which comes in everyday life, which has to be reflected through the qualities which are eternal to the soul. How do we start that journey? How do we move into that process? Very simple observation, as Baba told in today's Murli. Yes? How many of you have heard today's Murli? You were in morning class? Yes, everybody? No question at all? Okay. So if anybody can tell which title Baba gave today in the Murli. In every Murli, Baba gives us some title. So that is the form, which is my form today. My image today. Yes? Godly student. And who is then God? Ocean of knowledge. So how many of us were holding this image which God gave me today? Because I have developed, you know, assortment of different kinds of memories. I am an old mother. I am wife of someone, so and so. I am father of so and so. I am daughter of so and so. And I sit with that feeling, with those memories. But God gave me new image today. And what were the feelings related to this image, as Baba told? If you remember, if you accept, first is acceptance. I am not an old lady. I am not wife of so-and-so. I am not daughter of so-and-so. I am a student. That's it. That was the title. And if I am a student, I have to be very, very, very happy because whose student I am. Okay, sometime I don't feel very happy because I think, well, I am not a very good student. But whose problem is this if I am not a good student? What do you think? So Baba should be sad. If Baba has a student like me, not so good, so whose problem is this? Mine or Baba's? Not mine, because Baba is ocean of knowledge. So here is the power of transformation. That I am holding some limit. I have put myself into some box, some cage. This is me. Baba has not finalized about me any label, but I have already finalized. I can't. So it means I just stand still. I stop or I get stuck. Then again Baba invites me next day Murli and gives me another title, another offer, another image, another awareness. And all kinds of smritis or titles, they are in order to exercise my power, exercise my equipments, exercise my resources. As physical muscles, physical all different organs at metabolic level, they have the capacity to keep on doing the things automatically. Once the soul is in the body, and many involuntary metabolic actions keep on taking place, even if we don't know. The body is changing all the time, transforming all the time. So if even the matter has the power of transformation, I, the soul, at conscious level, by regularly using this power, can definitely reach to my destination. So now ask yourself, how many times in a day you accepted this and exercised this consciousness that I am the student and I am multi-million times fortunate. What is multi-million? How many zeros? How many zeros in multi-million? 10, 10, 100, 2, 1000, 3, and then 100,000 more, and then keep on adding. Yes, multi-million. Okay, just exercise this, just now, sitting in this hall. You just sit without writing, and imagine I am giving you 10 rupees note. You want rupees or dollars? What do you want? Anything. Pound, dollars. And you get it, and what will be the size of your smile? If you stand and I give you, what will be the size of the smile? You know, 10. And if figures add, that is zeros add, if I put 100 rupees on your hand, then what will happen? You see now smile, it's increasing, yes? And if I add more, 1000, little more smile. And if I add more, little more smile. And so again and again, so I am a godly student? No, not just that. Every time I remember this, my connection should the teacher should be underlined. Okay, what happens? I have the connection with ocean of knowledge, but why am I not happy? You know, what's the problem? Again, the limit. You see, if I am giving the note only in your hand, and just nobody is getting it, only you are getting, you are so happy. And as soon as the brother sitting near you also gets, your happiness goes. You think it's not anything special? He is also student. I am also student. Everybody is student. God has so many students. What is special about that? So therefore, power of transformation and consciousness works also with specific conditions. And the condition is, think about yourself only. If God has given me this title, God is teaching me only, He has come personally for me, He is directly teaching me. If you are in this awareness, your happiness will go up. Mercury of happiness will go up. And if you start seeing each other, you think, well, what is special about me? So this is the first step in becoming successful to get power from God version, is to be able to use my power of transformation at the level of consciousness. That is, to break the limit. break the limit that I cannot. Because I have developed the belief about myself, and accordingly my behavior is being influenced, and accordingly my memories are being created. When Baba comes, all of us are in a stage which is called Tamo Pradhan. It's black and impure. Iron Age stage. But as soon as he comes, he announces what he announces. I have come to finish this Iron Age. I have come to transform this Iron Age. It is something impossible for any human being, just even to talk about that. But he speaks and does it. Why? Why? And how? How Baba does it? Nobody wants to transform? Yes? Is there anyone who wants to change into deity? We know, we have knowledge. But God comes and says even for them that I will take them back to home and make them deity. How? On what basis? He says. Most important thing about God, which he also teaches us, is that he is Videhi. This was second title which Baba gave us today. You are Videhi. Videhi means bodyless. You are not body. When as soon as you think of yourself as body, or as long as you are in that consciousness as body, you cannot perceive the reality, the truth. The truth is that all souls, even today, they are pure. Even today, they are pure. Even at the end of Iron Age, they are pure. But they are very highly coated with impurity. Highly coated. And God's consciousness penetrates through that impurity, touches that purity, sees that purity, and make that purity to come out. Why? Because he sees only that purity. And when we see the body, we see that heavy coat of impurity. For about ourselves also, and about others also. And that is why, whenever you meet anybody who is reluctant to listen knowledge, or to transform, you say, well, this soul is not from our clan. Or this is very Tamo Pradhan soul. Or this one does not want to change. God does not think like that. So method to use this power of transformation is to, number one, as much as possible or to great extent throughout the day, again and again, come out from different roles which we have imposed on ourselves because we are in the body. Dress does not have potential to transform. Actors have. And I am not a dress. I am not body. I am not this mask. I am not this makeup. Who am I? I am a shining star, a point of endless, infinite energy to create. I am infinite point of light. I am a soul. As soon as Baba gave me this realization, and an actor, and for an actor, this is something great. To all the time to be able to construct or create or present a new image. Yes? good successful actors or very ambitious actors would never say, oh well, I can play the role of brother, but I cannot play the role of father. Or I can play the role of a dancer, but I cannot play the role of a teacher. No. You're an actor. Today you play the role of a teacher, and then next time you should be able to play the role of a student, because he remembers that I am an actor. So if I could not use today this smriti, this awareness, consciousness given by God, this is new memory. My old memory is I am housewife. I have a family. And housewife and family will create hundreds of thoughts about objects and material and things and requirements and necessities. And when you have to create the thoughts about the things which you need to achieve, then your image is of struggling. Just now check. Check the vibrations around you. Check the feelings around you. Light around you. It's an instant experiment. You know, life is like laboratory. And Baba has put us into that so that we can experiment and use. So why I am not able to use that happiness and not create that happiness? Because I have not first come to that point which is the reality, which is truth about me. And there is a vast difference between the roles which I am playing and the truth about me. Also, when Baba told, another title, Baba told you are students, yes, that's you could remember. Baba told you are bodiless. Another thing Baba told today, you are genie. Yes, you come down, come, go up, come down, how many times? Eternity. You are genie. But if you are not ready to accept from God what God is saying, what God can do for you, because you are very comfortable or very, you know, stubborn with the memory that you are 65-year-old women or men, 70-years-old men and women. And when you ask a genie to just stand up and go somewhere, genie would do it instantly. And 65-year-old women or 75-year-old man, you stand up and do something, what he will say? Well, you see, he would be fully influenced with his own creation. He has created this image, I am old. Body is old, but I am not old. I am energy. Lamp can be old, but not current. Who am I? Am I lamp? No. I am current. What is the age of current? Yes, these tube lights have an age. They were put there maybe 20 years ago or 10 years ago, and the current is fresh. And if you accept that offer of God, which is true about me, truth about me, it is reality, then you are able to become yourself an endless source of new energy to drive your old body, a sack of bone and skin. Those who had been to Peace Park, you know, they must have seen a beautiful game when you know, a person would sit in the sack. Have you seen that? And will run with that sack. Have you ever seen? You like that? You want to try it here now? Yeah, sis? So you put the sack and you run. Is everybody able to run? You have to make that sack run. It's power to transform. You will say, well, you know, this is something new. I don't know how to make the sack move because I always move with the legs open. And now you have put me into the sack. How can I run? But there are some, you know, 10, 15 participants, they get angry. They say, well, I am ready to put a sack on me and I am ready to run. And out of those 10, there is one winner that he had broken that boundary. He had rejected that day-to-day or routine habit that I can only walk with the legs open. No. Yes? So that's only my own limitations. More limitations you put on yourself, the image is created and others also keep on reminding you of that image. Well, you know, you are this. You are a girl. You can't do this. This is the task of boys, you know. Or you are a woman, you are a man. Another thing about power of transformation. Yes, of course, it means rejecting the boundaries and coming beyond the limits, but also it means elevating or purifying or, you know, enlightening my attitude. Because we have created for a long time a particular behavioral pattern towards the behavior of others. If somebody does injustice with us, we have finalized. If someone has done wrong with me, it's finished. I will also do like that. And Baba offers a new thing. As for Mahatma Gandhi, he suggested that if somebody slaps you, what you should do? What you should do? You should offer another side. And what Baba says? If somebody slaps you, should you do that what Mahatma Gandhi said? Because if you will do that, you will increase his karmic account. By allowing to slap you 2 times. Okay, 1 time he did because he was angry. But then you should be able to face that situation. So whenever we see the things happening or being done wrong outside, then power to transform is the greatest resource to use with and respond with. Because if I respond by using my old way of thinking, certainly there is going to be a confusion or entanglement. There's a beautiful story about Hanuman. Yes, you know Hanuman? Who of you is Hanuman? Is there any Hanuman sitting in the hall? Yes? 3, 4, 5, 6, yes? So Hanuman is also the title given to us by God. Son of air. Pavan Putra. Son of air, child of air. So if I accept that title, it means the ability to remain light. Hanuman, the son of air, if there is, you know, so much of air, if you have 5 kg of 5 liters of water, and that much amount of the air, you know, which is easy to hold, air. So the ability to remain light in my mind and in my relationship is what is called to become Hanuman. And you say, no, I am, you know, Mr. David, I am not Hanuman. Yes, Mr. David is the image which you have created. It's a temporary image. But Hanuman is truth about you. You have potential to become Hanuman. And what Hanuman did, you know, there was a time when he was with Rama. Rama is considered as the incarnation of God. So he was shown as, you know, the friend with God or servant to God, Rama. And when Rama came after 14 years of exile into the city which was called Ayodhya, Hanuman was with him. And the younger brothers of Rama were not at all happy seeing Hanuman. Why? Why? Because they loved Rama, they wanted to be with Rama, and Hanuman was something extra. Hanuman had so much love for Rama, he didn't want to leave him. And brothers of Rama could tolerate for one day, for 2 days, but when they saw whatever Rama does, Hanuman is with Rama. Wherever Rama goes, Hanuman is with Rama. So what was their behavior? What was their attitude? Of jealousy. And when jealousy comes, you try to remove the person. You try to change the situation so that you can satisfy your desire to get that what other person is getting. Isn't it? Something very common, universal. That as soon as you see something is getting that what you would like to get is what is called, and you are not getting it, you are overpowered with jealousy, and the only remedy you have is either to remove the person or to close the way of getting that what he's getting. Got it? Simple. So what they said to Rama? Rama, when you were in jungle or when you were in exile, it is fine. Lakshman was with you. Hanuman was with you. But what now this monkey is doing in palaces here? Because he is shown as monkey face God. Rama said, yes, he does not have to do anything in palace. So I will say him to go. You can say him to go. He said to Hanuman, Hanuman, you can go now. And because he was servant, he considered himself as servant of Rama. He said, well, okay, I will go, but I will take leave from the younger brothers. So younger brothers were very happy. They thought he will be fighting, he will be arguing, discussing, and not get ready to go. But he has agreed so quickly. So they said, well, yes, you can go, Hanuman. He said, yes, I will go, but I must be sure that my Rama would not have any difficulty without me. They said, be absolutely carefree, we will take care of every need of Rama. He said, well, you see, I want to be sure, because I was so many years with Rama, can you write all the things which you would be doing for Rama? So that I can go without any worry. And then they understood he is not, you know, so simple to get rid of. So brothers of Rama, they made a very big list. All the activities which Rama needed every day, they made the list. Yes, giving water, giving milk, changing dress, cleaning, doing this. Big list. And they brought it to Hanuman. So Hanuman was reading one after another, reading and reading and reading and reading and reading. And O said, oh yes, everything is. And then he gave that list and sat down like that. Well, you see, I cannot go because there is some important activity you have missed in that. They said, what is that? We have done everything. You say, no, no, no. You see, when some fly will come and sit on Rama's nose, who will make it fly away? Because no fly should sit on Rama's nose. And any time fly can come and sit, so I will have to be all the time with Rama. You see? This is love. And because of love, he was overpowered with love, so much of love, that he was not affected by the jealousy of others. He ignored that. And if you see, in your case, most of the time, as soon as someone else does something which he should not be doing, you sit down, you allow their wrong thinking and attitude to influence you, you accept that, and you cannot use your own love and connection with God to transform that situation, an obstacle into a solution. Yes? So Hanuman, light. And if you start, okay, well, today, you know, everyone very much loves, you know, hardly classes are appreciated, but everyone loves to do chit-chat in small groups, workshops in small groups. Yes? What do we do in those workshops? Yes, this one will talk about his own problem. Yes, I faced that, and then this happened, and I'm looking for a solution. Other one will speak about that. Why? Because we have created a boundary of limitation that others are wrong, and that is why I'm stuck. I'm stuck not because others have wrong behavior or negative attitude towards me. I am stuck because I am not using my own power as Hanuman. So, in our everyday student life, this practice to use the particular titles and all the dress according to that, all virtues according to that. If I am practicing this virtue, this title of Hanuman, then the whole dress is made of the virtues which make me to remain Hanuman. If you are playing the role of a conductor in a train or in a bus, you have uniform. So this is here we use the power of knowledge. Another title which Baba has given us, you know, many times, big list of title. But we do not need to think of all these titles every day. We can just pick up the title of that day Murli and exercise that. Baba has given us the title, you are buzzing moth. Buzzing moth. Bhramri. What Bhramri does? Bhramri will do boom, 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 boom. And transform the caterpillar into butterfly, the insect into butterfly. Just by buzzing again and again, by using that power of humming. That is our subtle power to take others also from their limitations. If we are able to just speak the things but not make them happen in the life of others, so it definitely shows that I myself have yet not come out from my limits. That is why it becomes important to practice all titles with the power of intellect, which sometime Baba says is like your aeroplane. So aeroplane is used for transportation. Its vehicle is to transport. If you are here and something is happening in another part of the world, and Baba has given you the title World Benefactor, how can Baba give you the title of World Benefactor when you do not even have the money to travel to the world? It means Baba has not considered your economical or financial condition. No? It means Baba has forgotten that you have no passport even to go to the whole world. Not talking about serving the world. No, Baba has considered everything. So direction to benefit the world is being given to the energy, not to the body. And that energy is equipped with the instrument which is called intellect. And intellect is the transport. I can navigate beyond the space and time. Body cannot navigate beyond space and time. Body will need physical, material object to move. If you have to go to some another city, either you will use your legs or you will need some good car or bus to go to that city. But if you, the soul, have to serve the world, you do not need anything. You just have to accept that task. And after accepting that task, use the equipment which I already have, but do fill the fuel of knowledge. And practice. Rehearse every day. You can't just manage or you can't just afford to keep a plane whole year in the garage or in some, you know, place and yourself travel on foot. If you have a plane, you use it. So Baba says that children travel with your subtle body, which is called Anta Vahak Sharir. Anta Vahak Sharir means at the time of the end, when nothing else will be of use, and at the time of end of your efforts, you will be able to use your body of light, that is, the body created through your intentions, and the body created through your thoughts that you are a soul, you are a light. You will be able to serve the world. And I can do that if I practice every day. I accept that, yes, I am a being of light. We have heard of Brahma Baba and Mama so many times that when Baba would walk, everybody will feel like buoyancy experience. You know, he is not just walking and tapping on the earth. but would definitely be so kind even to the Mother Earth that even Mother Earth should not feel heavy through my feet, through my weight. I am a body of light. And when Baba comes in the body of Gulzar Dadi, Baba knows I am a light. Baba remembers I am a light. Baba uses the body of matter, which is not the light, and remains so light. So I have to love that stage. And many times in a day, navigate beyond space and time, and just flow. Then Baba says, you are river. River just flows. So all these titles are reality about me. They are to open my potential. I have to harness my potential by switching on that particular title and decorate my Brahman life with the virtues like Father and become perfect. Om Shanti.